Here we are. We're back. This is Election Day special. You got it here. You're from Delaware to fucking Alaska. We got you. We got you. Trump 2020.
Delaware to Alaska, huh?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, fuck Maine. Nobody cares about Maine. There's nothing there. What do you got? Some sort of like oils, essential oils, and then a whole bunch of crabs.
So let's see here. What's going on in Chicago, Adam, in terms of the elections? You're right on the front lines there, eh?
Illinois is the worst. As I told Clint yesterday, or as I told Clint the last time we spoke, is the the state blows. They shut it down. Governor Pritzker sending out state troopers to businesses to check that they're closed. They're like arresting people and fucking ticketing people. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable what it is that they're doing over here. It's like, semi 19, I don't know, 89 Poland. They're just or 1980s Poland. They're just breaking people's fucking backs. All because they want to, make a living. Make sure that they have a roof over their head. Make sure their kids go to school. It's kind of wild. Getting too extreme for me.
So, yeah. Well, you guys are blue state, right? In terms of the presidential election?
Oh, yeah. So, it's been blue since... I think the last time it was red is Bush Senior in 1989? I think that was it. That's the last time this state was red. Or maybe even when it was Clinton. I think this we should probably look that up. But I'm pretty sure Bush Senior was the last Republican who won the state.
Oh boy. Well,
until this 2020.
Yeah, I think the last time Texas went blue was with JFK.
Didn't it go blue with Obama the first time?
No way, did it?
I don't know. We should probably look some of this stuff up.
I'm looking right now.
Well, what you seeing?
Well, it's just a bunch of riffraff. They're saying, oh, yes, Texas could go blue this year. Like, come on, man. No way. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man.
Come on, Brian.
So it's pretty curious to see that he made it this far. I can't believe he's actually this is actually going to happen. Well, I mean, obviously this is going to happen now, but
what's going to happen?
I'm still skeptical that Biden has such a strong chance of winning.
I know, and I logged into Facebook last night, and the very first thing on top of the Facebook was we're down in four states. This is Joe Biden asking for your help. We're down 1% in Nevada. We're down 1% in Michigan. We're down.
Texas, the last time there was a Democratic president to win Texas, it was 1976 with Jimmy Carter.
Fucking Jimmy Carter selling his peanuts to the Texans.
Well, I just think you're ridiculous to think that Texas could go blue during this election. I mean,
oh no, those oil comments he made.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of the critical thing, right? I think at the end of the day, what happened was. When he made those statements about Pennsylvania, I think that's it. Like, Pennsylvania is going to go to Trump. I think it's just going to come down to Florida.
I think Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin are the big three. I think Ohio might go red. What are your thoughts on that? You think Ohio's going red, or you think Ohio's turning?
I don't know. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous to think that everybody's so confident that he's going to lose the Midwest.
Oh, no. No way. He's definitely not losing that.
That's what everybody's saying. I'll tell you what's crazy, though, as well, man. Like, all the media is so anti-Trump, it's insane. Just like everybody, like every single thing that they're predicting is Biden, Biden, Biden. I actually was going to say I've never seen anything like it, but wait a second. I did, and it was called 2016.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Same thing's happening. Oh, Ohio went red last time. Yeah, okay. So Ohio went red. Michigan and Wisconsin all went red. So we'll see. Let's see what the newest map is here. If you go to, I think, 270 to win,
I usually look at Real Clear Politics.
Ooh. What's that one?
It seems to be a little bit more...
nuanced?
Less retarded.
Let's see.
270 win. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. 290, 163 Trump.
Yeah, but go to the bottom. You see where it says map library? You get to pick which map you want to look at. Because these are updated. You see, like, Political Economist. You've got all the maps that everyone else is predicting. And then 2020 consensus, that's the, I guess that's the map that takes the, you know, the median of everything. Which is ridiculous because it's got Indiana is light red. I'm pretty sure Indiana is definitely going to go pretty hard red.
Where is this map?
On the right-hand side, map library. If you're listening, go to 270towin.com, and then you can choose your maps on the right-hand side there on the bottom. You get to pick your map library. And then
that's what 538 says.
So right now, updated October 30th, because that's when we're recording. Biden, according to this map, has got 290, so that's a win. And Trump's got 163. So remember, this is November the 1st, and the maps are saying Biden 290, Trump 163. We'll see if that's what happens.
538 saying Biden 305, Trump 141.
Which map?
On 538.
There it is. Oh man, that's a blowout. That's ridiculous. It's no way that's how it's gonna happen. I like how Texas and Georgia are toss ups. Isn't Georgia and Texas always red?
Oh God, yes.
Like, what are they doing?
I mean, this one here, even on which one is it? Politico's is garbage too. It has Texas is pink, and it has Georgia's pink, and then it has we're seeing 179 to 270. I mean, okay, look. So no matter what, folks, here's the deal: every single one of these jackoffs has a prediction of Biden basically having a landslide win,
which is just
absolutely preposterous. So I was looking, like, when was like the last really big landslides? I think like LBJ, I want to say, or was it Nixon? It won like 520 votes.
Yeah, Nixon. Nixon destroyed. Nobody talks about that, but Nixon destroyed Ford. Or no, not Ford. What was the?
Well,
the guy?
Gerald Ford is like
No. It was what's his name? What's the guy that wanted to blow everyone up? McCarthy? Not McCarthy. Goldwater. It was Goldwater versus Nixon.
Yeah.
And you know. People are like, well, shit, we're going to go to nuclear war with Goldwater. Let's go with the crook, I guess.
Dude, The Economist is predicting 334 to 164.
Dude, I don't trust the British. Fuck them.
Let's see here.
They couldn't predict their own election, and they live there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like the biggest sweep since the war, right?
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just shit.
They were predicting that it's going to be, you know, a liberal. It's like, here it is, Corbyn for prime minister. This is it. We're going to be changing the tides. Like, oh, okay.
God. I'll tell you, man. This is ridiculous. I'm not seeing one of these maps that says anything halfway, you know, recognizable. Because the one I saw, I think, was on Real Clear Politics. The closest one had like a 2 to 3 point spread.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so, well, I think that's something interesting that nobody ever talks about with the Democratic side. And I was having a conversation the other day is, you know, LBJ was the one that escalated the war in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In fact, what was that, Tonkin, what is this thing called?
The Gulf of Tonkin?
It's like the Tonkin Resolution, I want to say. Yeah, so the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution was what authorized President Johnson to take any measure he believed was necessary without the approval of Congress to escalate things in Southeast Asia. Again, he was a Democrat. And really went from, like, basically you just had administrative people in Saigon to escalating over, like, 500,000 people, I believe. What nobody ever talks about, and I think it's hilarious, is that the Democrats seem to be much more war crazy than the Republicans. Now, obviously, you have like
it's nuts. I agree with that. Think about what's been happening within the past 20 years. You've had two wars that we were involved in, Afghanistan and Iraq. And when I remember those wars, is that the Democrats were against them. Not against Afghanistan, but definitely against Iraq. Now, all of a sudden, you know, when that sarin gas attack, that fake, I like to really stress that it ended up being a fake sarin gas attack in Syria. All the Democrats and all the pundits were like, well, it's time to go into Syria, time to send troops. And Trump is like, whoa, 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 let's relax. Let's see how this plays out. And they said that he doesn't care about people's lives. He doesn't care about our allies. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, relax.
Yeah, well, I think that that's important to stress as well. But I also think what's important, too, is just look at the track record in terms of what... Again, Trump is Trump, but, you know, it's not my fault that Democrats can't become, you know, an actual party that's representative of some of the things they say instead of just being these, you know, corporatist, ridiculous individuals that are more or less...
They're more neocons extremely corrupt, than anything else.
You know,
now.
Heavily imbibing the idea of, like, getting into further wars, la, la, la. And you put together a guy like Joe Biden, which is hilarious to me because it's like, look, I don't even spend that much time looking into the background of this guy because I could care less. I mean, the guy's a jerk-off, right? And you can see... He lied, he plagiarizes, he's been involved in wars, he was basically a lobbyist for Citigroup, more or less, yeah. At the end of the day. The shit with Burisma, I mean, come on. Wait, let me ask you this. I just came across a headline the other day, and I thought this was hilarious, uh-huh. If this is true. But is, or was Pelosi's son also involved in the Burisma deal?
Ooh, I didn't see that. Was this to, yeah. Like, new news? Dude, I wouldn't doubt it. Pelosi's an idiot.
Son Burisma. Yeah, he was also on the board.
I know the former president of Poland, Aleksander Kaczynski, or Kwasniewski, was on there. And fun fact for anyone that knows history, that guy was a communist. So you got a bunch of communists and then, you know, crackhead stepchildren. On the board.
Well, it's hilarious. So, like, on PolitiFact now, you try to look into, let's say, like, okay, was Paul Pelosi on the board? Which this article came across the other
day. Dude, that's such a mobster name, Paul Pelosi.
There was a picture of him sitting there with fucking crackhead Biden.
Paul, you want to try some of this crack here? We could snow. You could smoke it off of PolitiFact an asshole.
Says photo of Hunter Biden abusing girl. Is verified is not factual. Like, how do they know?
How did they know that? Meanwhile, the Steele dossier and the PP tape was 100% true.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking jerk off. Well, I think it's hilarious too because, I mean, it's just like they're trying to push this Democratic narrative and elect Biden for some ungodly reason. But it's like then basically every wrongdoing of Hunter Biden is just like, no, it never happened. It's bullshit. No. This is clearly Trump trying to create fake news.
Listen, I think, in all honesty, we shouldn't really give a flying fuck about what Hunter Biden did. But, and this is the big thing for me, I mean, so what? He smokes crack and does whatever the hell he does. The problem is that the news story was suppressed. It was suppressed. It was censored on Twitter, on Facebook. None of the media reported on it. And if it was a Trump kid, it would have been reported on immediately. So the problem here is that this, kind of real world story, real world as in the MTV show, so like kind of dramatic, kind of a tabloidy news story, would have, you know, gone under unnoticed. Nobody would have cared. Everyone would have been like, oh yeah, makes sense, Hunter, he kind of crazy. But the moment they started suppressing it, it became a free speech issue, and then bam, that's what happens. You thought you're protecting your daddy Biden, but what you were doing is pulling some 1984 shit. And the American people don't like that. We don't like it.
Well, you know, this issue with the Twitter and Facebook censoring stuff is just ridiculous. I think it's hilarious, too, because these momos that went out there and they basically squashed this news story about Hunter Biden doing God knows what. I mean, there's like crack. There's like abusing some Chinese girl. There's something to do with, I mean, whatever. There's a litany of accusations and evidence or whatever. But what's funny is I think Biden and I think, well, actually Kamala Harris, she is the most interested in and vociferous towards breaking up big tech.
No, so really?
They're potentially quashing stories to get these people elected that are going to break up their organizations, which would be hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm sure the supposed deal she made with Biden probably had something to do with...
Dude, I'll tell you what. You know what the thing is? You know why you vote for Trump just at the end of the day? Just on the... Look, given the circumstances, right? There is no better candidate, okay? So Bernie Sanders was an absolute hack. He should go down in history as just one of the world's worst politicians.
I agree.
Conversation for a different story. But, you know, at the end of the day, to my understanding, and the way that, like, they were looking at how these things work is Donald Trump doesn't really take a lot of money per se, right?
Well, he doesn't take Wall Street money. Biden.
Remember, and you can look at it exactly in his campaign fund. Like, why do you think Donald Trump has way less earned per month? Because he's not getting fucking paid off.
And I think the big thing too is that he says exactly what comes to his mind. He doesn't fuck around. People respect that. People respect having a backbone and kind of like, hey, I'm Trump. This is what I am. This is what I think. Take it or leave it. Meanwhile, Biden is like, well, let me give you a political speech. Are you afraid of this fella? You don't take his malarkey. He's got this, like, you know, scripted 47 years worth of like bullshit under him. That's like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, think about it. We've already seen this so many times. So many times.
I mean, he's clearly sick, so.
That's the big thing, too. I kind of feel bad for him that he's got, you know, early onset Alzheimer's or whatever it is that's happening to him. And his wife and the DNC are treating him like, you know, like a puppet, more or less. It's kind of gross. And the gross part, too, is that Miss Harris is all like, I'm the next president of the United States. Get the fuck out of here. You put people in jail and then you wouldn't let them out because they smoked a little weed, you know? You're a horrible human being. Like, no. That's why the big thing for me is during the primaries, she called Joe Biden a racist and she did that whole story of there was a little girl on a bus and she was going to go to school. And you know who that little girl was? That was me. I was that little girl. And then so she goes into this whole, you know, rampage and Biden's a racist. And then the moment she gets the VP spot, she's like, well, you know, he's a good guy. He does good stuff. This is the future of America, this fella, this guy who plagiarized speeches from England in the 1980s, and, you know, he's a piece of shit.
I think, like, the outcomes could... Okay, here's the deal. What I think is hilarious. So, again, it's just, like, peddling nonsense, right? So, for instance, they say, oh, one of the big things that we're looking forward to in terms of, like, financial forecasting is that if Joe Biden wins, then we're predicting that there's going to be a stimulus that's going to basically enter into the economy and la, la, la. Dude, what do you think... I mean, again, I'm not a Trump guy. I'm not really like a party Republican kind of guy either.
Likewise.
But they've been trying to get this stupid stimulus signed for the last two. Dude, think about how many. Because didn't that thing expire? Like,
yeah, it did.
2 months ago. So people basically have just had no cash. I guess you'll have like your typical unemployment. I don't really know how it works.
But yeah, but unemployment's only around for 6 months. And then that's it.
Yeah, so what are people doing?
Dude, sometimes you got to give people hand jobs out in the streets.
That's what I was doing the other night. But I think it's ridiculous. So, like, what is this kind of scenario that they're painting in people's heads? Plus, notwithstanding, it still needs to get pushed through Congress. So,
yeah. Well, the way I see it is, Congress is keeping the country in hostage. They're like, hey, unless you vote the way we want you to, nobody's getting any money.
Yeah, I mean, this is politics at their worst, I'd say, this year. And at the center of it is the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. I don't think you can really... I mean, you already expect what you expect from Trump, and this is just the way it is. And, you know, I mean, the promise that they're trying to say with all this stuff about transforming their green energy platform and doing environmental activities. Like, look, again, that's like a $95 trillion stimulus package that they need to push through for a Green New Deal. So that's never going to happen anyways.
No way. And you need to have oil and gas involved if you want to get any of that done. Like, hell, how are you going to, you know, smelt those wind turbines? Like, what, you're going to use solar and water to smelt fucking metal? Like, hell no, you're going to use fucking coal and a whole bunch of oil. Like, where do they think all this stuff, like, how are you going to melt down lithium? Where's that fire coming from? Oh, well, I guess we'll just sprinkle some water on it and have the sun melt it. Like, no. Like, you don't understand that to get to the green new world that they're imagining, this brave new world, more or less, you have to use oil and gas. It's so easy to say, like, oh, this is all you got to do. Like, no. It's a very difficult path. And on top of that, you got China and India polluting like it's nobody's business. So what about them? What's going to happen there?
Well, I think that's one thing, too, is because obviously, right, supply chain, where you eat your food, everything else, you know, it's global in nature, and chances are you're eating some sort of toxins, regardless of, you know, how fresh you think your sushi is, right? Mm-hmm. But I think importantly here, right, so it's between $51 trillion and $93 trillion. So again, that's a pretty big gap. This is what the Green New Deal, the people that authored it are saying, over a 10-year period. So you're looking at roughly, I don't know, we'll say $8 trillion a year for the next 10 years.
Where's that coming from? Oh, guess what? The middle class tax pocket. That's where it's coming from.
I don't know how you could fund that. That's just, does that mean like each American pays like?
There's one other way to fund it, and that's a good old-fashioned world war.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's the only way you fund it. You create some sort of conflict. You go in protecting democracy or whatever bullshit, white knight sort of excuse you're going to have, and that's the way you're going to do it. And you've got a lot of areas of conflict nowadays. You got China, Taiwan. You got China, North Korea. You got what's happening in the Caucasus. The Middle East is always a good choice. You know, Middle East, always good. Always good to invade the Middle East, according to these people. And then there's always Venezuela we can go into. So,
well, I don't know what's going to happen, Adam. I think the elections, I don't think they, like... Here's the deal. I think at the end of the day, what you're going to have, no matter what, is you're going to have a bunch of protesting take place.
Whoa, rioting.
Well, if Trump wins, you're going to see you're going to see the Antifas come out, and then you're going to see some counter-protesters come out. You're going to see some sort of engagement that way. I don't really think, I don't know. I'm just kind of excited to see what happens on Tuesday and then just kind of get this week behind us.
I agree 100%. That was a very well put. Just kind of see where this Tuesday takes us. But, you know, this Tuesday, we're not going to find out for sure this Tuesday.
No.
It's going to take fucking months. They're going to drag this shit out. The Republicans and the Democrats literally have armies of lawyers already prepping.
Dude, honestly, they're going to do this and they're going to fuck up the economy. And the thing of it is like, dude, it doesn't even affect them.
Yeah. That's
you know, it's like they're literally in a position where they're able to go around and create these little, I don't know,
ivory towers. They're living in their ivory towers. Meanwhile, people are going into what you could call the Dust Bowl, 2.0.
Well, I don't know what to do. I just think it's hilarious that, I know what Hunter Biden's going to be doing on election night.
That's right. He's going to be in the Ukraine.
He's going to be hitting that crack pipe. Oh, dude. I think it's hilarious. It's like at the end
Well,
of
maybe
the day,
he'll be in jail. Like you don't worst. Know.
It's just like Tommy Boy. Remember?
It is like
his
Tommy
dad's
Boy.
Running for, or his brother's running for office, and he's this epic public display of fuckery.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Hunter Biden, like literally, your son is a crackhead. Up to no good in Eastern Europe and involved in backdoor dirty energy deals. Like, how much worse can it get?
Like, how do you meet the people, that hired you? Obviously, through crack and through daddy's connections. Like, literally. Like
Nancy Pelosi's connections.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, Paul Pelosi. You know, Paul,
well, I think maybe that's
Paul
the thing.
Take
maybe
out your legs.
All of the... All these Democrats themselves are actually deeply in sort of embedded into the Russian sort of syndicates. And now that's what they were trying to do is put pin it all on Donald Trump. But in fact, it was actually just all the Democratic House.
A certain Niccolo Machiavelli said that you should accuse your enemy of the things that you are doing. Classic move. Classic Italian, medieval period war move. You got to do that. So I assume they've been reading Machiavelli and implementing it.
So I just typed in Chuck Schumer's ties to Russia, and the first article that comes up says Schumer and Putin shared donuts 14 years ago.
Ooh, condemning. That's damning information right there. What is donuts code
day,
for?
You know, like, I don't know. We consume quite a bit of media in terms of, like, journalistic nonsense. But I swear, everything is just so anti-Republican, anti-Trump. It's insane. I think they do it just because it's good for ratings.
I agree. But how good is it for America, where you're literally demonizing people's beliefs for half the country? What you're saying is, like, it's horrible to be conservative. It's like it's horrible to like believe in some sort of your deity. It's horrible to like make sure that your 8-year-old doesn't cut off his wiener. Like, what? Like, come on now. Like, that's common sense. It's like simple common sense things have gone out the window. It's really wild. I think we need to start reading more of the Federalist Papers and just going back to somewhat just the ideological and reasonable roots of the country. Instead of reading Foucault and, spotting out all this garbage.
Well, I think the one thing that we need to keep into consideration as well is, like, so I think Texas is a great example, right? And I think Texas is, I swear, it's going to be just like Colorado. Give it 10 more years.
Dude, all these Californians.
This little red state turn into a swollen little purple nurple.
Oh, man. It's not good. We talked about this with Clint, too. Like... you know, all these people that moved out from a shitty state and then they moved into a good one, like, why are they still voting the shitty way that they're voting? And the problem is that they're not thinking. They don't realize, and they haven't really thought about why they left.
Facts versus ideas, Adam.
What was that?
Facts versus ideas.
That's true.
They can't get rid of the... They can't... Like, again, like, I've seen this discussed several times over, and I'm sure most people have. It's like, look, if you're leaving a state for a reason to come to a state where there's more liberty or different things about it, make sure your voting reflects that, people.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid something takes place in Texas where all of a sudden you have a mayor like Gavin Newsom.
Oh, God.
Or that, I guess governor.
That guy's just ridiculous. Like, I don't... What sort of world is that guy living in? He's living in, like, this completely, like, made-up, I don't know, like, fantasy land.
Well, I think it's insane that they just basically let all of California go to shit. Like, I've seen several videos where they just go down for, like, a straight mile down Venice Beach, and it's just all tents.
Dude, that's fucked up. It's like, hey, here's, come move to California, where half our residents live in tents.
Well, it's like you're paying like $3,200 a month for a beachfront studio apartment, and you go downstairs and there's just like dudes taking a shit on your sidewalk.
Dude, that's wild.
Why does California think that's good?
That reminds me of a little place we visited called Moldova.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of, you know, that's the benefit of living in Chicago. At least it gets so goddamn cold, it's like killing season.
Well, once the leaves are gone, so are the bums.
Oh, dude, you can't survive a winter in Chicago outside.
Dude. No way. It's rough winter here. Supposedly, it's going to be the worst winter in the past 20 years. We'll see if that's true.
Well, I've also noticed a trend. Isn't everything the worst of the worst of the worst in 2020?
You know what? 2020 has been a pretty decent year for me. I got a raise, promotion at work, new car, got a book published, finishing up my PhD, talking to friends, living the good life. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's doing well. You know, 2020 has been a pretty good year for me. I can't complain. So, I mean, it's a horrible year for society and for just generally. But I don't know. Well, got to take the good when it shows up, I guess.
I don't know what they're going to do with this next stimulus package. I don't know what's going to happen in 2021. But what I do know is that Moderna vaccine causes 80% of the people have taken adverse reactions.
What does that mean? What's an adverse reaction?
Like fucking tumors? I don't know. Gives them the chills, gives them all sorts, makes them sick, kind of, I guess. I don't know. It's funny because I was watching stuff on, and then they asked Bill Gates, and he was like, well, he was like backed into a corner. And it's like, wait a second, why are we asking, first of all, some tech guy about, you know, immunology questions?
Yeah, well, this guy isn't a doctor. Like, he just has the money and he throws it at people who are way smarter than he is. And he's like, figure out what it is I want.
Yeah, and then second of all, it's sort of like, you know, the only thing you can do with COVID is just accept the fact that there's going to be like a seasonal aspect to it. You can probably get it every year from now on until you're dead.
Or it dies out like the Spanish flu.
As we all head towards 65, you better just get used to always wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, just be like Japan. Japan's doing fairly well. I mean, but then they have it encoded and they're like, you are you sick? Well, fucking wear a mask. Don't be a bitch. So.
Well, I don't think it's so much that either. I think it's also just a society realizing it's business first. And then, you know, they're extremely healthy.
Well, yeah,
I mean, per population globally anyway. So it's not like they're running around with a bunch of diabetics, right?
That's true. Very, very good point.
Well, I saw Poland right now is spiking. I saw Czech Republic is the worst in Europe now.
Yeah. Poland's spiking real bad. I guess it was 12,000 people a couple days ago.
So are they? What were they protesting in Poland the other day?
So Poland pulled a, in my opinion, somewhat stupid idea of banning abortion on fetuses that are potentially ill. You know, like they're defective, or, you know, I guess that's the word that they're using, defective. And you can't abort that anymore. So now you can only abort fetuses that have been, you got it via rape, incest, or the mother's going to die. So that's the strictest it is in all of Europe. So all of a sudden, you know, big spike in protests, which aligns with a big spike in...
That is stupid. This just to me sounds like one of these archaic age-old debates that just people need to move on from. I think it's hilarious as well, like... When we start bringing in these discussions about Roe v. Wade and other sort of, you know, and it's like,
I agree. I think Jesus it's slightly ridiculous. Like, come on now. Like, if something's wrong with the fetus and there might be a potential of, like, the child being born either really, really ill where you know, it's going to suffer, or there's going to be some sort of, you know, I don't know, bad outcome, there should be a potential for an abortion. Now, I don't agree with, let's say, what New York is doing, where it's like, oh, it's a 9-month fetus? Fuck it, let's abort it. Like, no. First trimester at the latest.
Adam, I want 60th trimester abortion. Wait, my kid's 8, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to go. Make it a show, please. Make it a show. Dude, yesterday, I don't know if they were... well, not yesterday, because this podcast is taking place in the day that you're listening to it. Halloween, though, dude, way too many of these kids out there. Not only, I get it, like, all these parents wanted to make sure that their kids have a normal Halloween. But all these Halloweens prior, like, there was literally no kids on the streets. And yesterday, or not yet, on Halloween, dude, there was so, like, mobs of them. These assholes were just, like, fucking taking candy left and right. And, you know, I put this thing out where I put, like, a baggie, or I put, like, 5 pieces of candy in a baggie. Dude, these teenagers stopped by. They fucking tried to take the whole thing. I had to step out. I felt like an angry old man. You're like, listen, motherfuckers, put this candy back. Like, you can't just take all of this. Like, what do you think you are, huh? Dude, they fucking got real
there setting it up and spying on who was coming to your door?
Oh, yeah. Dude, these kids were just like, I was like, hey, kids. You can't be doing that.
That is totally old man style. I actually stole some candy last night.
Well, sometimes you gotta.
Well, I didn't steal all of it, but
that's my problem. Take some candy, then. That's what it's there for. Reese's. But don't take all of it. What is this? What is this? Communism? This isn't communism?
Oh, my God. Adam, I hope that you guys get a communist mayor. Just like, no
more. Dude, we already have a communist mayor. Her name is Lori Lightfoot. Well, maybe she's not communist. She's definitely incompetent.
I think you guys have the worst mayor in the country.
Dude, we have a horrible mayor, a horrible governor. We have a state that literally is all red except for Cook County. And Cook County is the only thing that swings this whole state blue.
Yeah, so tell me about that. So Cook County, it's basically, because I was looking at like that area. So that basically, how far does that go outside of Chicago? Like, how big is Cook County?
Cook County's pretty big. I think it's... Ooh, let's look it up. I know it's millions of people. It's
because dude, like Harris County in Houston is fucking gargantuan.
Let's see, Cook County those stats like, here. No, like Cook County's Dallas. Huge. It's like the city of Chicago. Oh, there you go. It's 5.1 million people. So, and goes on for 1,600 miles. That's the area.
5.1 million people. What's the population of Illinois?
It's like 12 million.
Oh, so it's basically half the state.
Yeah. Let's see, population of Illinois. Here we go. What we got? 12.6 million. So almost half the state is Cook County. So I feel like...
What's the population of Dumpy, Indiana?
I feel like, you know, big cities... I've mentioned this before. I feel big cities should have their own, I don't know, electoral votes. Is that the best way to put it,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, electoral votes?
Yeah, like New York, LA, big cities should just have their own, like, voting thing. I don't know how that would work out in the, you know, 20... In the 21st century, but there needs to be an adjustment, slight adjustment to the Electoral College.
Well, I think also the thing that's important as well, because you're going to have, I mean, aside from different gerrymandering things that take place, whatever, big cities, big districts, big counties like Cook County, Harris County, the New York City metropolitan area, you know, whatever, Miami-Dade, you're going to have a much higher, I would say, trend of voting than you're going to have in less populist parts of the state. So like at the end of the day as well, it's sort of like it just isn't very very representative of the entire state as much as it is just the county itself. So
well, yeah, 100%.
I think that'd be hilarious to see though as well, because you know what would make that interesting is then you could actually see where the pockets of idiocy are just emanating from, which we already know it's like Chicago, LA, Seattle, whatever, but it would be nice to see.
That makes me wonder why is it that major cities have such, you know, such great numbers of idiots and cretins. Like, why is it? You know, they have the most schools, they have the most universities, they have the biggest potential for an education and growth and you know, being able to rub shoulders with everyone in the world. Meanwhile, it is, you know, they're just like abysses of idiocy.
I think it's a tough thing to say. I think Denver, Colorado is a great example of this. I mean, if you want to see the dumbest people in the country, go to Denver. Shout out to Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, no, man. I mean, that state's been fucking destroyed, you know? And, you know, I would not put it past them in the coming years in Colorado to start voting for increase in taxes for lofty ideas that are, you know, attuned to redistribution and other kind of riffraff that you see on the left.
Well, did you see that this lady who's running for the mayor of, I can't remember if it's Portland or Seattle. She just had, there was a photo taken over and she had this skirt. And on the skirt were the photographs or, like, you know, drawings of Che Guevara, Mao, and Stalin. So, like, this lady who's running for public office is, you know, openly supporting individuals that killed millions of people. And one fella who said that the best, or who not only said but also did, threw gays off of roofs and, you know, hung them in lines. Like, you know that the people that are voting for you are just, are, you know, gays and people of color and individuals in minorities that these three individuals would handedly just slaughter in mass. Like, what are you doing? Like, how can anyone elect you to public office when, I mean, hatred and destruction and death is your calling card here?
Well, you know, that's a problem, Adam. I think...
Is it a problem? Or is this like what we need? Is this like a you know, the populations have grown too large and too stupid, too Malthusian, and this is just like, you know, the simulation kind of correcting itself.
Oh, God. We're not getting to that. So, Adam, here's the deal with Colorado. So, since 1972, up until 2004, it voted Democratic once in 1992 for, I guess that must have been George Bush Sr.?
Probably. Oh, yeah. If it was, you said red?
No, it was blue.
Oh, so who was Clinton.
That in 1992?
Clinton.
All right. Okay, then you have, and then basically just since Obama, it's gone Democrat.
Interesting.
Well, it's like, God, that state used to be like, you know, a haven of just kind of simple people that wanted to live in the mountains and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. It was a small city, you know, it was like a small city with kind of like a big town feel to it, you know, kind of like a better version of Omaha or something.
I think the moment you guys legalized weed, that's what happened.
Oh, yeah, it destroyed it. And then that's what I was telling Clint, and he's like, nah, you know, it brought a lot of like the good people. No, man, it brought a bunch of shitheads.
Oh, the good people, huh? You can have
people. I'm going to want to send all those motherfuckers to Indiana. I think Clint has to deal with them. Oh, I think Indiana is a perfect place to legalize everything.
It's in the middle of the country. Well,
everybody should Illinois just go live in that dumpy state.
I think Illinois is a prime example of making sure everything is legal, but there's so much red tape that everything's slightly illegal, so you don't know what hell you're doing.
Is pot legal there?
What was that?
Is pot legal?
Yeah, it was legalized January 1st of this year.
So, like, recreational or medical?
Both, medical and recreational. Well, medical's been legal for, I think, like 5 years now.
Why isn't Clint trafficking pot into Indiana? He's always excited about that.
I'm sure he is. Or rather, isn't, because it's illegal.
Oh, hilarious. Wink, it's wink. Illegal in Indiana.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, I still got some gummies. I don't use.
I kind of wish with everybody legalizing pot, everybody would just go back to their states.
I wonder if that's going to ever happen. I feel like the South is too much against it. They like their moonshine.
I don't know, man. I think Colorado's in for the long haul with, you know, just far-left Democratic MOMO activities.
I wonder what's going to happen in Nevada. Because, I mean, it's been Democratic for so long, but, you know, this COVID close-down, like, completely just devastated their economy. I wonder if they're going to vote red this year or not.
Are they, let's see here. Well, wait, where's the, all of Nevada's closed down again? Because my buddy was just in Las Vegas, so you can still go to bars.
Yeah, but a lot of it was closed down. Like, they lost fucking millions.
Democrat of, who's the governor of Nevada?
Some crazy lady. Or maybe that was the mayor of Las Vegas. Some, you know, some older crazy lady.
Steve Sisolak, Democratic Party here in Nevada.
There you go.
Yeah, dude, I think that's, like, one thing you have to look at. Every city, right, or every state throughout the country with a Democratic governor is in shit. Every single one.
It's true. Except for Minneapolis or Minnesota. Minnesota's nice and not burned down to the ground.
Dude, we should move to Minnesota.
I'm sure, dude, everything's cheap now. Nobody wants to fucking live there. Everyone's moving out.
Yeah, that's like that should be the thing. Like, where is the place in the country that's least desirable to be now? Like, downtown Minneapolis, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Right now, it's probably Philadelphia.
Let's see here. Oh, God, dude. That place is a disaster. I'm actually going back to I've never been to the East Coast, but going to New York on Thursday.
Listen, New York's okay, but it's fucking dirty, dude. I've never been to a city outside of Naples, Italy, that was this dirty. There's trash everywhere. I'm sorry if you're from New York and you love New York, but New York State, beautiful. New York City, I don't know. Like, I don't see what people see in it. It's just a filthy, shithole.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to live there either. It's not so much about the shithole. It's also just people there are kind of dicks.
Well, that. And, rent for, a small apartment is just, you're like a semi-king. You have to afford it. It's so expensive. Why? Shouldn't everything be cheaper if there's so many more people? I don't get it.
It's the inverse of it, right, Adam?
That's right.
But, no, I just think, New York City has, this pie-in-the-sky type mentality. I don't really understand what it is. People, you can do anything you want there and all the culture, blah, blah, blah. And it's I don't know, man. I can go to, first of all, I don't want, bastardized versions of culture and then walking around with a bunch of snooty people thinking they're doing something that's quote-unquote interesting or whatever.
Dude, I am an actor in New York. I have been in a play on in this one building over...
Yeah, there's actually somebody that we know that's an actor in New York City.
She is an actor in New York City.
What was that? What did you do to Anna? You're like, all right, act. And she's like, what? Drinking a beer. No, just act for me. Do a scene. Not very good. Well, how could I do better? What the fuck was that?
Yeah. If you're an actor, you should be able to act everywhere.
Immediately going to take all the advice you had to offer her. Hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff. Those were the days. Those were the acting days. Oh, man. By the way, people should watch Barry on HBO. Hilarious. It deals with acting and guy who whacks people for a living. Great stuff.
Hey, what do you think about all these actors going out on social platforms and backing Biden and then calling each other out for not? What was that thing with Chris?
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. They started calling him out because he's a devout Christian. And, you can't be that in Hollywood. So, people started defending him. Actors started defending him. And it was kind of funny. My opinion on the actors. Listen, shut up. Mark Ruffalo, dude, you're a Hulk on TV. You're not really a Hulk in real life. Just, fucking chill. Nobody cares about your opinion. People with, intelligence don't care what you have to say. And I'm really, really not a fan of this whole, vote or die. You gotta vote, blah, blah, blah. Get fucked.
Yeah, what was that P. Diddy's platform back in, 2008?
Yeah, it was. Vote or die.
What's that even mean?
I don't know. I guess I'll die then because I'm not voting. It sounds to me like some sort of ethnic cleansing chant.
Well, I think, again, this year is hilarious. I think one of the things that could have been better for the American people is if they actually got to see a third-party candidate. I guarantee you, nobody even knows who they are.
Yeah, her name's Jo Jorgensen.
Yeah.
She's a doctor, right?
She's a doctor, not an actor, people. Yes. So that means she actually might be more intelligent than...
The problem is, though, she's libertarian, so she's all well, there ain't no rules no more. No, we need to have some rules. You gotta have a driver's license. I don't want 4-year-old kids, killing people because they don't know how to drive.
Who's her VP candidate is Spike Cohen.
Who's that? Sounds like a porn actor.
Let's see what this guy's all about.
Welcome to Spike Cohen's house.
Well, Adam, in the next election, we'll be over 35. So why don't we do the fucking Zmaslinsky ticket?
Ticket. I can't be on. I can't be in the. President.
Yeah, you're foreign born.
I wasn't born here. We could do a governor ticket. I'm down for that.
What state? Indiana. Let's take over Indiana.
I'm down.
Kick Clint out,
dude. Let's just be mayors of South Bend.
Let's hear Spike Cohen, Jeremy Spike. It's an American political activist, entrepreneur, podcaster. Hey, we can add that to our list of stuff now, too.
I already don't like him. The moment somebody has activist as their job description, get out of here. I wish I had a broom. There needs to be a rule that anyone that ever says, I'm a professional activist, they should just broom them. They should just beat them with a broom and be like, get out of here. Sweeping you away and your nonsense. Activism isn't a job. Yes, some of these people, like Alyssa Milano, makes millions off of idiots and yeah, not a job.
Well, this poor guy at the age of 33 was diagnosed with MS.
Ooh, damn.
And so then he sold his web business and turned his focus on libertarian activism. Now he's a podcaster on Muddled Waters Media. Anywho,
man, I think they really scraped the bottom of the barrel for VP,
just
huh?
To show, or like, dude, in the final debates, it shouldn't have just been Biden and Trump. Joe Jorgensen should have been on there as well, if for anything else, just to show that there is another option.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need to start bringing in like another candidate. I think this left-right sort of nonsense needs to like fade away. Because remember last time they had that guy, the Aleppo guy that fucked up. What was his name?
Kanye West?
No. Dude, Kanye West is definitely winning.
Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson, that's what it was. And he seemed like a semi-legitimate, pretty clever guy up until the Aleppo thing. That completely sank him.
Up until he spoke. So Kanye West, he's the American independent. Dude, you know what's going to be hilarious, though? Because people are going to be... This is like one of the swing tickets that nobody's talking about. Is he actually on the ballot?
He's on the ballot in several states.
Dude, that's going to take away from so many Biden voters.
Let's see here. How many states is is Kanye on the voting ballot? Oh, there's an article. He is. I guess he's on 10%. 11 states. Yeah, so he's officially on 11 state ballots.
I wonder what state.
Let me see here. Okay, here we go. Kentucky, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Utah, Idaho, Iowa, and Tennessee. And Vermont. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That was 9 states. Oh, and he's in Mississippi as well.
Yeah, so and then all I guess Mississippi's going to vote for Kanye.
And dude,
he's gonna win Mississippi.
And then he's going to be, he's definitely going to be a write-in. People are going to write in Kanye West.
Oh my God. How hilarious would it be if he like is in contention for the seat?
Well, think about this. Nebraska and Maine have this weird system where they can allocate, like not all the electoral votes go to... whoever wins the state doesn't win all the electoral votes. It's by congressional districts. So whoever wins whatever congressional district, they get those votes. So somehow, maybe, Kanye West might even get one electoral vote at the end of all this.
Man, I wonder what the odds are in Vegas for that.
I wonder. Wait, hold on. Is he in Nebraska or Maine? I don't think he's in Nebraska or Maine, though. He's not on those tickets. He's in Colorado as well. So Colorado, vote for Kanye West.
Again, of course he would be in Colorado. It makes perfect sense why he would be in Colorado, you moron.
Oh, so he's not in Maine and he's not in Nebraska. So
why do I have to have some tie to that godforsaken state? Such a fucking...
Dude, you have ties to two of the worst states in the country, Colorado and Illinois. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, evidently we got a tie to Indiana with her buddy Clint, which is, I don't know what that makes me feel about. You know, I always remember people would refer to Pueblo as the asshole of Colorado, but I also recall that people called Indiana the armpit of the United States.
They definitely did. Those were the days. They're coming back.
What do they think about, what do Illinois, what do you guys, Illinois, what's a plural of your people?
The Illinois.
Your people. Your Illini?
Yeah, we're the Illini's. The Illini's.
Okay, so you Illinoisers, Chicagoers, Illini's. What do you guys feel about your Indiana neighbors, your Indian neighbors?
We think they're pretty decent people. And we go over there to buy all our fireworks because they're illegal in Illinois.
Why does every state have that? It's like if you have a Colorado where everything's illegal except for pot, but then you have your Wyoming where you can go and buy your stuff. Then you have your Illinois where you can't buy your stuff, so you go across the strait over to Indiana. It's like, it's almost the same
exact thing. There's way too much red tape in Illinois. That's the problem. Everything, like I said on a previous podcast, you cannot, let's say you're a musician, you're, Jeff and the tramboners or something, I don't know.
Jeff and the hand jobbers.
So you guys are playing over at the House of Blues here in Chicago and everyone's jamming. Well, the problem is that you cannot plug in any of your instruments into the electrical socket. A union guy's got to do that. And that's pretty much how things work here. You cannot do anything without a union guy present. So that's fucked up. That's red tape on simply existing. So if you're, you know, if that's your state, if your state is red tape 29% of the time, you're not going to get a lot done. You're going to get less and less done. And, you know, and taxes are going to continue going up and up because you're going to have to pay these assholes that constantly plug in your instruments and plug in everything else.
Yeah, that sounds like a fucking mess. So I thought you said a lot of taxes are going to be raised in Chicago, though.
Yeah, they're saying property taxes are going up. Mayor Lightfoot had this great speech a couple weeks ago. By great, I mean really fucking shitty.
Oh, it's love her name.
Dude, she started crying. She's like, I'm sorry, but I got to raise taxes. And people are like, shut the fuck up.
Boo that woman.
Like, no.
Get her off the stage.
Like, she's got to go. Like, listen, Rahm Emanuel was horrible. Nobody liked Rahm Emanuel. Guy put so many fucking speeding cameras. Like, if there was a light, there was a speeding camera in Chicago. But, like, at least the man had some balls. Like, he realized, like, shit went, you know, is bad. Meanwhile, I don't know if she's, like, she seems to be missing mentally there. You know, she, like, you know, all these businesses were ransacked, not once, but twice. And she didn't send out the cops. She, you know, raised the bridges and she's like, don't arrest anybody. Don't, you know, don't hurt people. Like, what are you doing? Like, where's the daily spirit of beating people that are destroying a property? Like, yeah, what were you doing?
Away in this country now.
She's definitely going to get voted out. There's just no, like, I mean, too many people lost too much because of her ineptitude.
She's in office till 2023.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
So is there a process in state politics that they could actually remove her from office?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
That seems interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious as well because, I mean, it's just endemic. Like, Colorado is Jared Polis. And these fucking people, man, I swear. I think one thing, you know, my dad says a bunch of stupid stuff, but I think one thing he says is pretty good is, you know, when it comes to local politicians, they should have to have come from that state.
I agree, yeah.
Because I just feel as though, like, they don't have the direct interest at heart of what's expected from their community, especially what's been expected from their communities over the last, say, two decades.
Yep.
And this is exactly why you're seeing the degradation of the state of Colorado. This is what you're seeing in Illinois.
Well, Illinois is even worse because think about we have a governor named Mr. Pritzker, who has several buildings downtown Chicago. Well, this asshole lives half of the year in Illinois and half of the year in Florida, so he doesn't pay a fucking dime in taxes to this state. And well, besides his, like, you know, his taxes on his property. But that's even dubious because what he used to do and what he did, this is a major election issue when he was up to for the governor's seat, is he used to remove his toilet seats from his from all his properties that he owned personally, so he didn't have to pay property taxes on it because he'd say that the property wasn't a complete home, it was still in renovation, so the taxes on it are almost non-existent. So this asshole, when tax time came around, he would remove all the toilets for a couple of weeks, have inspectors stop by and be like, well, this house isn't finished. This fella can't pay taxes. So the assessor's office would give him, you know, a big zero for tax payments. So this is a guy worth billions. This is a billionaire taking toilets out so he doesn't have to pay taxes. And this is the same guy who's trying to instill the fair tax in Illinois, who's, you know, it's more or less, you know, a blank check on taxing the middle class and doing whatever the hell he wants. So, no respect.
I do like how Chicago seemingly loves to elect people that look like villains out of a Batman comic. So, Pritzker's worth $3.4 billion.
There you go.
And he removes his toilet seats so that he can avoid tax. Now, I think, to be fair, on one hand as well, when everybody kind of tries to scold Trump for his taxes or whatever, at the end of the day, it's true. It's like, look, man, the system was created and a lot of the loopholes were written in during democratically led periods of the country. Like, and if you have the cash and you have the resources, then you should be taking advantage of that. That's why they were created.
100%. Right? He's not doing it illegally.
That's like the one good thing about the United States, to be honest, where it creates so many different avenues to incentivize business, right? And so business, different sorts of ways of thinking about how you can invest your capital. And this is where you can create a lot of innovation and different things. So I think, you know, people got – the problem is that people – yeah, some people get fucked over. Some people don't make any money. Some people get in bad situations or whatever. But I think at the end of the day, I think the majority of people are better off voting and maintaining what's the status quo is the United States in terms of how our economy is set up. And I think it was Lee Kyun, I think that's his name. He was the first prime minister of Singapore. And he was like, look.
Oh, brilliant guys, guy, by the way.
He was like, don't lose the American way. He's like, the second that you develop a European mindset, you're going to destroy your country. And he was just pointing to the facts of innovation and the things that have been able to be created educational-wise, innovation-wise in the United States, and without sort of these economic structures that exist here, it just really isn't possible, right? It's not really possible to have this European existence as we see it today and maintain the competitive advantage the United States has. I think you're wildly inaccurate if you think that is possible. I mean, look at countries like fucking Greece, Italy, mm-hmm. Spain. I mean, Poland, for that matter. I mean, the last time Poland came up with a good idea was like, when did they discover heliocentrism there, Adam?
1500s, I believe, or 1400s.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I wish Americans could get their heads out of the sand and actually realize what's at stake when they start. You know, the other thing is that I hate as well is that these actors, as you say, in California, where they start talking about putting out this extreme high earners tax that they're trying to put on, I guarantee you what's going to happen. They're all going to move to Austin.
Of course they are.
All these fuckers.
And these are the same assholes who suck fucking China's dick. These are the same people who are
I think that's all. Yeah, I mean,
These are people who do not have this country's best interest in mind. You know, these are people who, who LeBrons of the world, who talk a big game, but when it comes to actual moral issues, have no backbone. This guy's more than happy to put on a BLM shirt, but is definitely not there when people are getting shot and maced and beat in Hong Kong. If you're going to have a moral backbone, you have the moral backbone everywhere. You protect people and you protect, the way of their life instead of just being like, it's all about money. Like, no.
I agree, man. I agree wholeheartedly. Anyways, Adam, it was good. I got actually somebody's bothering me at the moment, so I'm going to have to run out of here in a second. But I'll talk to you later today. This is a great cast. Sorry I missed yesterday's, guys. Not yesterday's. The one you're listening to now, Halloween. Whatever, my words don't make sense, but neither do yours, right?
Ooh, so, nice.
yeah, I was wasted, and that was my fault because I was a bad boy.
But make excuses, dude. Just live
Adam,
your life.
We'll try to do one. I mean, a post-election is definitely going to be in order. We're going to have to figure that out. But I think, guys, who knows? Tuesday, it's around the corner. Godspeed.
True story. All right. Thanks for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and peace out.
Later. La la la.